peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Messiah speaks to you, to all of you. He speaks to you. You know, some folks have thought, I'm really blessed if God says something that I can actually hear. You know, that calm, that wonderful voice that he has, that I've been told about so many times. And God just speaks softly into my ear, and I know everything is okay. Pastors, many a pastor does what he does because he heard the voice of Jesus say, come. Come and work for me. And maybe it wasn't an actual voice heard in the ear. It might have been a voice heard in the heart. But the Messiah speaks to you, and he speaks quite loudly. He has for generations spoken to you, his dear children. In each of our readings today, God has spoken to you. In each of our scripture readings, even when Moses, talking about the thirsty people, and God telling him to feed and care for his people. And he gave him specific instructions on how to care for his people, what God wants his people to hear. And in the gospel reading from the New Testament, from John's Gospel, chapter 4, this woman at the well, God speaks to her. And did you notice Jesus didn't condemn her? Jesus didn't deride her and make fun of her or use sarcasm. He talked with her. And in a loving way. And he explained to her about the living water. And I love how it ends. The woman says, I know that Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Jesus, the Messiah, speaks to you this morning. Did you hear him? Yeah, I stood up here a few moments ago and said, in the stead, by the command of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. That was God speaking to you. He's spoken to you by his prophets, by those who have written in his holy word, inspired by the very breath of God itself. His message for you and I. And you know what? In just a little bit, you're going to hear the Messiah speak to you again. Here in the divine service. It's just bread and it's just wine. But the Lord is going to speak to you this morning. And most importantly, he's going to say to you, do this in remembrance of me. It kind of sounds like a command, but don't make it into the law. It's sweet gospel. It's God talking to you. It's him speaking to you. And telling you that your sins are forgiven. And that I give you a meal sins are forgiven. It's okay. God loves you. He takes care of you, and He speaks to you quite often. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.